Heduya is Perek Dal Mishnah Ches. Here as well we have Machloik Sinder, and again Mesach Sivomis, the next two Mishnayis. Mikule Beshame Mechumre Beisil. Again, where there's, in Cheshbin, there's a mockum to consider this Mikule Beisil, but Lamaisin, the Mishnah presents it as Matirin, and therefore Beshame is the Matir, he's the Mekel. Beshame Matirin is Atzoros Lachim. Basic Yivomis is Kieshu Shnei Anoshim Yachtov, two brothers. One brother dies. The mace does not have children. The halacha is that his wife is nefeles to the brother, liyibum. She's asuro to get married to anybody else, lesia eshes hameis achutza. And she's skuka, that's the term that's used all over Yivomis, to the yavam, either for chalitza or for yibum. If there's two wives, then he has to be miyabim one. And the other wife was called b'loshen ha'ter in Pashas Kedoshim, atzora. The halacha is that she goes free. Once there's a zikas yibum or chalitza chalam, both of them, if one gets chalitza, the other one goes free. One gets yibum, the other one goes free. There's no din klape both of them. But until one of the two, yibum or chalitza, is performed, both of them are awesome. There's another din that there's a possibility, even though the teru was matir, the erev of eshes ach klape yavam. Remember, every yivama, if she would have children, would be chavi krisis to her brother-in-law, the brother of her husband. She's not like I married. It's only the heter of Yibum, the teru was mafkia, the eshesach, and the teru was mati, that erva. However, another erva is not mutter. So what happens if she has another familial relation? For instance, two brothers, and one of them married his brother's daughter. He married his niece. When he dies, his wife is nefeles to her father. A father can't be Baal Bitoy, that's erva of Avu Bitoy. So that erva and any other case that you're going to come up with, Kimavu in the first pack of Yavamis, is always awesome. Shteit in the Torah Adinoy Sefes, the Torah refers to two sisters as Tzorois. The Torah understands, Chazal understand that the Torah is referring to a relationship of Tzorois Legabe Zika, which means, in the case that we just mentioned, where a woman is nefeles to her father, she's kuka liyibum, but she's nefeles to her father. Not only is zikas yabmin v'chalitza not chal in her, but heyos her and her tzara. That means her husband, her ex-husband, the one who died, who's really her uncle, had two wives. He had a wife that's her, and he had a wife that's a stama woman. That woman l'chere could be nefeles to his brother, the tzoros' father. However, since the bias is a bias where there's an erva in the chaloi zika, so mel that shame iser erva carries over. It's called the tzoros erva. Beshama matirnes hatzoros lachem. Beshama does not hold in this din. Success akosuv. He doesn't dash in this din. It's one of the famous dinim where a whole mesecta is geboit in the din of tzoros erva. Beshama doesn't hold of it. Ubeisil holds that the pasuk of Isha lachos leisikach letzvor means that tzoros legabe asuring abayis fizikas yabmei chalitza. Choltu, let's say chalitza was performed on a tzoras erva. Beishamai poislam menakuhuna. This is the flip side. The chalitza is a valid chalitza. According to Beishamai, she's not allowed to get married. The tzoras erva. The erva herself goes out. She's free. No need for yibum. If there's no heter on yibum, there's no need for chalitza. However, the tzara has a din. She's kukal yibum. When you chalitza, the halacha is that Chazal said that a woman who underwent chalitza, even though midiraisa, she's muteres lekuhuna, midirabonon, grusha, and chalitza have the same din. There's a din you find all over Shas. Chazal and mishtamish in the bitu in loshen grusha v'chalitza, the first mishnah, makas, other places. That's a familiar concept. Chalitza, however, is only derabonon. The Mishnah uses that over here just to make the point. Choltzu, Beishamai Paisim HaKunu, because it's a valid chalitza. Beisil Makshirin. So here you can look at Beishamai as the Machmir, but since in the Etzim Din of Tzores, Beishil is the Oyser and Beishamai is the Matir, so we look at that as a Kulas Beishamai. Again, even in that case, you could say, hey, for the Tzora, it's a Chumrah. Because according to Beishamai, she can't get married to anybody else. She's Zokuk, she could be an Aguna. If her brother-in-law is on the other end of the world, she's Zokuk, and it would be a great Sekula to be able to free her. According to Beisil, she could get married. Maybe it's a Kula, Beisil, no. The Etzim Din is Matirnes HaTzoros Lachen. So, Mimela, according to Beishamai, he's the Machmer. Nisyabmu, let's say the din of tzores erva was disregarded, and the brother, the father of one of the wives, and the yovam of the other was miyabim beisim shamayim achshirin. She's kosher lekuhuna, and the marriage is kosher because it was a marriage of yibum. Beishamayim achshirin beisil poislam beisil holds that if there's a din of tzoras erva that's chal on the tzora, the halacha is that she's an eishes ach shaloi b'mokah mitzvah. She has no heter yibum. She has no heter yibum. She's a regular chayvik kris of eishes ach. In Cain, then it was a bo'al erva sheyesh bo chayvik krisus. The halacha is that passels her lakuna. Any woman who's nivellas, bo'ifin hu asura, where it's chayvik krisus, the halacha becomes mishnayis b'seches yivomis, has a din of a zoyna, but she was nevelas l'posla, she's posla l'kuna, t'achila truma, to marrying a koyin. V'af al pi she'elu poislam v'elu makshir, the Mishnah over here says something famous. And this is a sugi at the end of the first parak. And Yevam is a very inspirational sugi. Even though they had different shittas, and they could be very different statuses on different women. Lo'y nimnu be'shamay milisa noshim be'sil, v'lo'y be'sil milisa noshim be'shamay. Each one was careful with the shita, they were sensitive, careful, and they regarded the other shita as Torah, and therefore they could trust each other's judgment, and lefi their psak, that's who they would marry. And the Gemara goes over there often to a whole sugya of two schools of hanhoga, whether or not there's loisus goydidu, which means different minhogim, which is, we have by us loisus goydidu, for instance, let's say one shul where people are putting on tefillin cholamai, people are not putting on tefillin cholamai, that type of shmuz is negated to lois. It's going to the sugya is this sugya. And then the first peck in Yevamos. The Mishnah adds the same idea. All the different machleks that they had in Tumah v'tahara could have a kli which is tomei, and it would be also to use for truma. Lefi beis shamai, beis hillel would inform members of Beis Shammai which lefi them are kelim that are tmeim lo nimnu, they would not be meiner, they would not refrain as long as they were careful to inform each other of whatever halachic status lefi shitasem. In the context of Meseches Eduyos, this nekud is important because we're talking here about a tkufa in history that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were considered two schools of Hanhoga. Lamaisa, in the actual period of Boi Bayoim, the way we were Magdim, we're right after the Churban Bayis. There was a period where all the Chachamim got together in Yavne. At that point, it was decided by Chachmi Yisrael to close the identity of there being two schools of Hanhoga. Halacha Lamaisa called Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There are two Shittas. But Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel ain't no Mishnah. We convey all the halachas kavir shittas Beis Hillel, and thereafter there's no such thing as being noyig like Beis Shammai. There's no such halacha. There's no such shita. The Gemara describes where there was a baskol in that sugya of Leisus Goyd. There was a baskol that was yotza that was considered reiv chachomim, a whole sugya. And again, that's part of Maseres HaTorah, to know that even though the Mishnah describes over here Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but actually there's no such thing halacha l'maisa as a Beis Shammai b'mokam Beis Hillel. Now the next Mishnah. Mishnah test is also Yevomis Dikin Yonim, that Beis Shammai is from the Mekilim. Shloisha Achim, here we have to help couple a little, but this is classic Yevomis. Three brothers, Shnayim mehem nesun l'shtei achoyis. Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah, two sisters. Ve'echod Mufna, the third brother is not married to somebody in the family, he's ponui, or maybe he has a different wife that's completely unaffiliated to these two women that his brothers are married to. Meis echad mibalei achoyos. If one of the brothers that's married to his sister Reuven died, his wife Rochel is left as Yevama to Shimon. Shimon can't be miyabim her because Shimon's wife Leah is her sister. She's achoyos ishtoi. Achoyos ishtoi is an erva that has no head to b'mokim yibum. So there's no Yibum, and remember that according to Beis Hillel in the previous Mishnah, the if he has another wife as well, also will not fall Yibum to Shimon. However, the fact that these two women, or the fact that, let's say, we'll just concentrate on what the Mishnah says, Rochel is an erva to Shimon, does not preclude her being nefelas liyibum to Levi. Levi has no problem marrying the wife of Reuven. The only erva over there in question is Eshes Ach, b'mokim Yibum, is Mutter. So, Memelav also b'mufna Maimar. the Mufna, Levi, did Maimer. Maimer is a L'chored Rabbanon Dika invention, which means that Yibum, since it's not the regular context of marriage, Imishum marriage, Rashi says in the fifth parak in Yevamos, there would not be Kiddushin, because there's no Kiddushin on an Eishes Akshus, Chayvei Krisus. The Torah only allowed Yibum. Yibum is only Yevamo Yovei Aleh. There's no Kiddushin, Kiddushin Kesef. If he's Bo'aleh, Amai Sabir, the Yibum is Chalf, not. But Chazal created an invented Kiddushin, and that becomes, what happens is, let's say there were four brothers that were vying to marry the Eishes Ameis, the Kiddushin is settled that she's going to marry, even though she's not yet his wife, Midaraisa, she's only a skuka, she's going to marry him in Midirabanan. The marriage is considered a marriage between her and the brother, Al-Yidei Mais Kiddushin. That's what Maimer is. V'achar kach meis ochiv hasheni. Ochiv hasheni means Shimon, the one who's married to the other sister, died. So now we have Shimon's wife being Neufelis as well to Levi. Remember, Levi was the one who could be Miyabim Eishes Ruvein. And that's how Eishes Reuven was kook, and he did Maimer. And now he has also a Zikas Yabmin to Eishes Levi. Now, if Maimer wouldn't have been done, it's very interesting what happens over here, because Eishes Reuven was Nefelos to Levi, Eishes Shimon was Nefelos to Levi, Reuven and Shimon both died, but their wives are skooka to Levi, their sisters. He can't marry L'chayru either one, because each one is the wife of his, is a sister of a skuka. And the Gemara says, in the second parak in Yevamos, there's a concept called Zika-Zika, which means the potential Yibum relationship, already has some type of tzura of issues, because due to that relationship, she can't marry out. So there is a Gevisa issues, and remember, he can be Bo'aleo, Mishnah says, even Bal Korcha, you don't even need to create a new marriage. The Zika means that there's already a marriage there. So, Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon both have some type of relationship with Levi. He can't marry Eishes Reuven because it's considered a sister of a woman that he has a relationship of Zika with. And he also can't marry Eishes Shimon because also she's a sister of Eishes Reuven who he has a relationship with. Now that he did Maimar, the picture is different. Beis Shammai holds differently than what we said before. We explained before that Maimar is a Derabbanan Dika convention. That's Shitas Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds no. Beis Shammai holds that Maimar works Deraisa. The Gemara in Yevamos learns that out of Psukim. So Beis Shammai holds that when Levi the Mufne did Maimar Be'eshes Ruvain, he's actually now married to Ruvain. Oy Bazoi, as soon as Shimon dies, his wife is completely not Leifelos Leibu. Why? Because she's Mamash and Achos Isha. She's a pure Achos Isha. She's the wife of Levi's. She's a sister of Levi's wife. Levi is now married to the former Eishes Reuven. And Eishes Shimon is Achos Ishtoi. So, the halacha is very straightforward. Ishtoi Imoi, he's married to his wife, the former Eishes Reuven. The halot takes him Shum Achos Isha. The other one goes out. Eishes Shimon goes out Shum Achos Isha. He's married to who he's married. Beis Hillel has a complicating feature. Being that we said, according to Beis Hillel, Maimer is only Derabbanan, it's not enough to get rid of the Zika-Dika relationship. Levi does have a little bit more to do with Eishes Reuven because he made Maimer, but Be'etzem, Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon both have equally competing Zika relationships with him. He can't marry each one. Neither one is a full Achos Isha, to be Mafkir, the shame Zika. But both of them, he can't get married to because both of them are Eishes, are Achois, Zikukosoi. So Beis Hillel Loimim, so now he's stuck with Eishes Reuven. Remember, he can't marry her, he can't marry Eishes Shimon also. But there's also a halacha that Maimon, since Midrabanan we consider a Kedushin, he's going to have to give Eishes Reuven a get. Besides Chalitza, because there's Kukim, he can't be Miyabim. The only option is Chalitza. Moitzi es ishte beget v'chalitza v'es Eishes Ochiv, Eishes Shimon b'chalitza. He's going to have to give her Chalitza. He's stuck. Both of them are going to be stuck. He's going to be stuck. Zuhi she'omru. This is where Chazal used the bitui. Eloi. Eloi is the way we would say, oi. Eloi. Woe is to him. Al ishtoi v'eloi al Eishes Ochiv. Both of them are stuck. And this is clearly a chumra of Beis Hillel, even though in the Etzim Din, maybe you could say Beis Shammai holds that the issue is chal. So Mela, she becomes a pure Eishes Isha, maybe that would be a chumra. But no, we see over here the bigger picture, and the bigger picture, Beis Hillel is the one who has more complications, so he's considered the machmir.